Welcome to the midday. I'm Stephanie Elkins in for Norman Gilliland. It's about 12:06 on Memorial Day, Monday the 27th. Thank you for spending part of it with WPR. There's music until 3, and that's followed by the BBC News Hour and then All Things Considered. To start this hour, I have a special guest, and we're going to be talking about Baroque music, some of it pretty interesting. Sarah Braley is the co-founder of Just Bach, which is a monthly concert series in Madison, but her career is national and international with gigs from the Netherlands to Boston and over to Colorado and the Hollywood Bowl and from Puccini to Mahler to Josquin des Prez to Barber to Roram, and she is the artistic director of the Handel Aria competition, which is why she is here today. Well, welcome, Sarah.
Thank you, Stephanie. Thanks so much for having me.
I am really delighted that you're here, and the Handel Aria competition is something that kicked off a few years ago, and it's been really gaining steam.
It has, yeah. It was founded in 2013. So this upcoming competition will be the 7th annual competition, and it was founded by a pair of local Madison Handel enthusiasts, Orange and Dean Schroeder, who, if you are in Madison or have ever been to Madison, you're probably familiar with their wonderful little store on Monroe Street, Orange Tree Imports.
They've done an awful lot for the arts community over the years.
They have.
And this particular competition has not just a local impact, but this year you're partnering in London.
Yes, very exciting. For the first time, we're partnering with the London Handel Festival. And so our first prize winner of this year's competition will also, in addition to our regular prize, be awarded a noontime recital during the annual festival in London in the spring at Handel's own parish church, St. George's, in Hanover Square.
That's a pretty high-profile award. That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Well, we are talking about high-profile singers. What kinds of competitors do you get?
We're growing every year, so we often have many applicants and competitors from places like New York and Boston and San Francisco, which you would expect. But we also have international competitors, and the singers are really having international careers. One of the singers you'll hear in a moment is singing all over the world, fabulous Handel opera and Bach and any Baroque music you can think of.
Well, let's have a listen. Who are we going to hear from first?
Well, first we have Suzanne Karpoff, who was our first prize winner last year. She's a soprano, and she'll be singing With Darkness Deep As Is My Woe from Act 2, Scene 2 of Handel's Theodora.
Thank you.
Suzanne Karpoff, last year's winner of the Handel Aria competition with an aria called With Darkness Deep As Is My Woe from Theodora. Boy, what a stunning voice.
Yeah, doesn't she have?
And what is she up to now?
She's singing all over the place. You can go to her website and see where she is now. Very exciting things, yeah.
And the accompaniment there was also quite lovely. The Madison Bach musicians,
yes.
I think you said?
Yeah. Yes, they play for us every year, led by Trevor Stevenson. We're very lucky to have them.
Nice. So how many entrants did you have for this year's competition?
We had 100 applicants from 5 countries, I think. Yeah.
Holy
difficult
mackerel.
Difficult field. Yeah.
And so you had to winnow that down through tapes and things like that?
Yep. There's a recording first round. I sort of do the initial weeding, and then there's a first round of judges, and we all met and spent basically an entire day listening to singers, which was very fun, I have to say.
And the public is invited to the finalist competition,
mm-hmm.
right?
Correct.
Which is coming up on June 7th.
June 7th at 7:30 in Mills Hall in the Humanities Building on the UW-Madison campus.
And there are 3 judges. You're one of them, right?
Actually, I am not.
Oh, you're not. You're
this
right.
I am completely impartial. I just get to play MC for the evening. But the founding artistic director of the competition, Cheryl Bentz-Monroe, whose name is familiar to us in Madison because she's one of the co-artistic directors and founders of the Madison Early Music Festival, she'll be one of the judges. And Roger Pines, who's a dramaturg for the Chicago Lyric Opera, is coming up from Chicago to judge. And then Steven Spears, who's a tenor and voice teacher at Lawrence, will be our third judge.
Fabulous. And I understand the audience gets to give voice to their opinions as well.
Yes, they do. Yes, so it's very important that you come. Tickets are just $15 at the door. And it's sometimes surprising who the audience chooses. Last year, the audience favorite was not one of the top 3, so it's always interesting.
Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, the judges are looking for something very specific, for singers who not only have a beautiful instrument, but have an understanding of the Baroque style of singing, and have a dramatic understanding of their arias, and sometimes, you know, you can have all those things or you might be missing one thing, but you're just an amazing electric performer and that can win over an audience.
And that turns the audience on and the audience mm-hmm. votes for, right, that experience.
Right, right, exactly.
That connection in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We're going to hear another aria next. And who are we going to hear from?
This is a very exciting singer, a countertenor, Eric Uranus, who I met when I was in New York. He is singing a fiery aria from Handel's opera Partenope. It's from Act 2, and the Italian title is Furibondo spira il vento, which means furiously blows the wind.
Oh.
Eric Urenas doing Furibondo, Spire il Vento. Wow, that
Isn't
was
incredible?
Tremendous.
Yeah, fabulous singing.
Yeah, with the Madison Bach musicians. That's the caliber that you're getting at the Handel Aria competition.
Yep, every year it just gets better and better.
And you have a high school competition.
We do. Well, it's not a competition. It's just a showcase. Yeah, we started it this year, and it's just an opportunity for high school singers to have the chance to sing some Handel. We want to encourage young singers to explore Handel's repertoire since there's just so much to choose from and it's really appropriate for singers of all ages.
And it's gorgeous. He's written so much gorgeous music.
It's endless,
right?
Yeah.
Well, what's next for you in your career? Well, you're studying here at UW-Madison.
Yep, I'm getting my doctorate with Paul Rowe. But I'm maintaining a pretty busy concert calendar.
Where are you off to next?
Next is Portland, Maine for the Portland Bach Experience. We're doing the Monteverdi Vespers, actually, and a few other salon concerts. And then I sub with Roomful of Teeth, so I'm spending a week with them in Toronto and Athens, Greece, which should be fun.
For those who don't know that ensemble, can you enlighten us?
Sure, yeah. Roomful of Teeth is a vocal octet that won the Grammy 4 or 5 years ago now, and they learn different vocal techniques from around the world, like throat singing and yodeling and Korean pansori singing, and they invite composers to incorporate these techniques or colors from these techniques into what they write for the group. So they sing all music originally composed for them.
Wow.
It's
Sounds
really
like
incredible.
A lot of fun.
It is.
Not to mention that you'll be doing some Bach on Wednesday.
Yes.
In Madison.
Yes. Yep. For those of you in Madison, hope you can join us at Luther Memorial at 1 p.m. for Just Bach. I'll be singing Jauchzit, Gott in allen Landen, Bach's famous solo soprano cantata. And then we'll end with the festive Cantata 70, Wachet, Betet, Betet, Wachet.
And that is on the WPR website, as is the Handel competition, both of those at wpr.org/events. Well, thank you, Sarah Braley, for coming in the pouring rain to talk about the Handel Aria competition on a holiday.
Thank
we sure
you so
appreciate
much, Stephanie.
It.
My pleasure.
You're very welcome.